All right, Jeff. Sad day in our business. Sad day for sports fans in Pittsburgh with the Post-Gazette shutting down. Its last day will be May 3rd. Year-round, a ton of these Post-Gazette Steelers insiders. Did you get the sense that something like this was on the horizon from being around them as much as you are?
So every once in a while, you would get a comment from one of them of like, well, if we're still around. And it was more of like a, you didn't take it, not that you didn't take it seriously, but you thought, okay, you know, that's just something you say. But I don't know that anybody thought this. And especially the way they handled it. I mean, man, shame on the blocks for there's some good people that work tons of hours, and not just on the sports side, but all over the place. But I mean,
the thing that gets The thing that gets me, Jeff, is it sounds like if they had gotten a stay from the Supreme Court, they would have kept right on chugging along on their terms. It's one that became obvious that it would not continue on their terms that they wanted, that they just said, nah, we're done. That's what I can't get over.
Yeah, it almost seems like a spoiled kid, right?
Take my ball
like,
and go home.
I didn't get my way. Exactly.
Yeah.
And, man, these people, and you need, I mean, you need journalists, not just in sports, but, man, that just sucks.
It's one of those things, too, where there's part of me that thinks enterprises like the Post-Gazette are almost too big to fail. Obviously, it's lost a lot of money, but just the idea that it completely goes away. Like Chris said at the beginning of the show, it'd be like if Channel 2 said, hey, we're just going to not broadcast anymore. Even though people's habits are changing, it's just hard for me to fathom institutional media companies or outlets just completely going away, Jeff.
Yeah, and you know, the PG had changed. I mean, they're doing a lot of stuff online. They do videos. They moved Wenzel into a position to kind of enhance that. And Noah Hyles had been doing that type of stuff as well. So it's not like they just were bullheaded about this is how we do business. They're altering. And I mean, look at their clicks and then the attention their guys get. And man, we all know too many of these people, you know, too personally. And I mean, where would we be as a station without Ron and Joe and some of the people that worked at the Post-Gazette?
Bouchette. What Eddie
Boo? You know?
Well, like Ron and Joe's, Ron at the start, obviously, because Joe was still with the Trib at that point, but Ron's ties with the Post-Gazette, I thought, gave the station like instant credibility, his name recognition from being at the Post-Gazette.
Had you had met Ron before you started working here, Malzie?
No, my first meeting with Ron was when 5 minutes after shaking his hand, he said, oh yeah, you made me feel real old, real nice, thanks.
Donnie, had you met Ron before you produced a program for him here?
No.
What were your impressions of him upon meeting him? Did it match the character you heard on the radio?
Yeah, and I always thought that Joe had a good description of him. Like, he would say rough around the edges, but a true teddy bear inside. I thought that was pretty fair.
Joe likes to say that about me, too, but I'm an a-hole.
But I'm still, like. I was still convinced.
No, you're not.
I was still convinced even through Ron's final day here that he didn't know my name.
Just,
Wait, what?
That's crazy.
I mean, I would just see him in the hall, and he'd be like, all right, now. Just give me like one of those.
Sometimes he hit you with a howdy.
Hey there.
Howdy.
I will say this quickly, not going to make this a Ron Cook memory session here. I did 2 to 6 a.m. when the station started. That meant I even had to do the 2 to 6 a.m. Friday into Saturday. Well, it was Saturday morning, but you know what I mean? Friday night, but really Saturday morning. Cook, because we were all working a sixth day on air at the very outset of the station. I'm talking first 3 or 4 months.
Yep.
Cook would do his sixth day was a 6 to 10 a.m. show on Saturday morning right after me.
Yep.
He'd come in and he would get like cut the profile of me. I don't know what I'm going to do these 4 hours. Hopefully those lines light up. And the funny part was like no one knew who I was. I was doing like a boxing hour from 5 to 6 just to screw around and people liked it. Sure enough, Ron would open the mic, and I would still be lingering around, and there would go the lines.
Yep.
People just ready to talk to Ron Cook.
People wanted to be a radio star.
Yes! That's when he would hit him with the and me show.
And then he would chastise them if they didn't call in. That was another one of my...
He was going to turn this car around if you're not going to call me. I'll go to the next topic in the holster.
And then it changed to where it was, you know, he was on a high noon in the big city.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I lived that for
Stay healthy, Seven.
Hey,
yes, you did.
Jeff, the result of Sunday night's game. So now John Harbaugh's out in Baltimore. We even had Like Florio say, he thinks it's possible Lamar Jackson could get traded this offseason too, which was crazy. Are you of the opinion that if Loop makes that kick, Tomlin leaves the Steelers in some form or fashion?
I still don't think so. You know, you never say never because there have been so many things that have changed with the Steelers over the years, over the last couple of years. I still don't think so, given the way that that game would have played out, that they would have, you know, had huge comebacks in the second half and would feel like they would have something. I mean, it is amazing how one kick changed the look of two different franchises. But I think he stays. I still think he stays.
Do you think that kick missing changes what would have otherwise happened? And this is kind of a weird question, but I guess I'll just ask it this way. If that kick goes in and Mike stays, do you think they don't pick up his option? And now, since the kick went in, do you think that they will pick up that option by March, whatever it is, for Mike?
I think they probably will pick up his option. I mean, let's see what happens Monday night. But I think the option would have been a big debate if he stayed. I think that would have been the big question when we would have gotten an opportunity in a couple of weeks to meet with Art Rooney. That would have been a big question on whether or not they would have picked up
if
that
had lost, you're saying. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We just heard Tomlin on Metcalf on Eisen's show when he said that he knows that Metcalf's still sick over what happened in Detroit, and he's been apologizing nonstop. Did you get that impression when you met with him the other day?
I did. I mean, he didn't want to talk about it, and there are legal reasons, I think, more than anything. It probably would have helped his case if he just would have said, hey, and however he wanted to phrase it, like, this Jagoff might sue me if I say something, so I'm not going to say anything at all. But like when teammates came up to him that we would see before or after we talked to him, like it was very much like a, you know, that feeling you get like, man, I'm sorry I let you guys down. Like, thanks for your, like it seemed like he's been humbled in some respects by that and does feel for it. And he told us, and I believe him, that he couldn't even watch the second half of the Browns game. Don't you wish we all could have had the same?
I wish we could have left at halftime. We didn't,
right? So I do think that is sincere. He has performed well in his career in the playoffs. You know, maybe he'll be a spark and help lead to a different result than what we've seen since 2017.
Do you think that now that he's going to be back in the fold for this game, Jeff, that they are going to try to be more aggressive down the field than they were against the Ravens until they kind of had to be and Rodgers hit a couple of those shots?
Man, Texans are good at. I mean, Aaron hasn't thrown interceptions. Texans have 19 of them. Like, I don't know that you alter the plan, but maybe at least takes one of those guys out, you know, and it gives you an opportunity to find somebody else or allows Freiermuth to have a big game or make some key catches again. I just think the way that you have to attack the Steelers as a defense changes because of DK. I don't know that he's going to have a monster game, but he might allow for somebody else or for Gainwell to continue to have opportunities down the field because of the worry you have to put on four.
Jeff, what direction are you leaning on what happens with Aaron Rodgers after Monday night?
I mean, guys, I think he's had the wrist injury, but other than that, he even said the other day he felt like Benjamin Button, that he just keeps getting better as the season goes on. If he makes a rash decision, I say he says he wants to come back. If
All right.
The more he thinks about it and goes home and is with his wife, I mean, maybe that alters his thought, but it seems like everything we've seen, he still loves the game. He loves being in the room. He's got a room that respects him. Even if they lose this game, I think he feels like he's got football in front of him. And I think most importantly, from a Steeler perspective, unless you get a Malik Willis, who in that draft that's going to be available when you pick is someone that's going to lead you
Ty Simpson
as a franchise
today.
Quarterback.
Jeff, did you see him in the Rose Bowl? All right,
Jeff, I got one more for you on the future of certain particulars with the Steelers. Is every game the Steelers play from here on out, whether it's one or more than one, Terrell Austin's potential last game as Steelers defensive coordinator, regardless of how things shake out in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think that's as much a potential as we've seen. I'm not saying that's a slam dunk, but yeah, I think that's accurate.
And if he is gone, well, I was going to say
it'll be the Falcons' former
exactly.
coaches.
Exactly. Is it going to be immediately Thursday. Raheem Morris if it's Terrell Austin no longer?
Boy, that's an easy one to connect the dots, isn't
it? Yes, it is,
I mean,
Jeff. It's one little straight line, I mean, dot to dot.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think that if that move does happen, then unless he were to get a head coaching job, then that would be the person that, if not, takes the job. It wouldn't be because he wasn't offered it. Let's just put it that way.
Jeff, kick off our prediction week. Steelers, Texans, you'll be there on Monday night for the fan. Who are you picking to win and why? Ooh.
Take the under. I'd like in this circumstance, as much as Stroud has had some good playoff games, I think the Steelers have the better quarterback and the Steelers win 14-10.
Wow. He's going against an Ohio State guy there.
And guys, I got a quick question for you because you guys love this stuff. The last time they played 2023, 30-6 Texans.
Yep.
8 of the 10 Steelers leading tacklers are no longer on the roster from that game. There is one guy out of the top 10 tacklers in that game who's still a starter for the Steelers. Can you name that person?
I'm going to say it's Joey Porter Jr.
No.
It's a trick question because I think, did Hayward miss that game?
Yeah, I don't think it's Cam.
He did.
Okay.
2023, leading tackler.
No, he said of
one of their top 10.
One of their top 10 tacklers in that game.
It's got to be like a gunner or an offensive player or something.
Had a big game Sunday night.
I'm going to say Keanu Benton.
Exactly. That's it.
Wow.
That isn't good, right, Jeff?
But he is taking
That means there's been some turnover.
He's taking the black and gold. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.